Welcome back to another episode of Sundays with Jeff Miller. Remember, we're going to be mostly talking about the NFL, and that means not for losers. This is where you come to get the information you need to make your fantasy football team successful. So don't forget, you can contact me at sundayswithjeffmiller@gmail.com with any questions you might have. Let the clock begin. It is so great to be back here today with you on another episode of Sundays with Jeff Miller. Great and exciting news. We are going to complete our top 125 list today on a split of two podcasts, which will probably run between 10 and 15 minutes. Just a little bit warning, but I want to wrap this up. I've got my sheet, my draft base value sheet printed out. I've been sharing it with people. It is so exciting. Besides the draft base value that I'm sharing with you, I also share position ranks for each players, the expert consensus rankings, average draft position, the points per game that they actually scored last year on average, and where they rank. I think that's vital information as you move forward to prepare for your draft. But let's get to it today. Today, we start out with Courtland Sutton, the wide receiver for the Denver Broncos, who averaged only 8.8 points per game last year. Now, I am also going to share his teammate, Jerry Jeudy, wide receiver, Denver, with you. Also, he had 8.5 points per game last year. And the reason I want to put these two together is because it's kind of exciting. There's a lot of news coming out of Denver. We know they have the new quarterback in Russell Wilson, so I'm going to do a little bit of comparison for you there and what my expectations are for both of these players. Positionally, Courtland Sutton ranks number 19 this year. His average draft position is number 59. Now, Tim Patrick is out for the season, and he was supposed to be a vital part of this offense as a third wide receiver and a really good receiver around the end zone. So what does that do for Courtland Sutton? Well, I'm going to share that with you in a minute. But first, I want to talk a little bit about Jerry Jeudy. Jerry Judy's positionally ranked 25th with an average draft position of 62. So here's what I want to share. When Russell Wilson was a quarterback in Seattle, Tyler Lockett in 21 scored 241 fantasy points. And in 2020, he scored 264. That ranked him eighth. DK Metcalf in 21 scored 243 fantasy points. And in 2020, 270, which ranked him seventh. And you're saying, why are you talking about these two guys? Well, because I think Courtland Sutton is the Tyler Lockett of the Denver offense this year. And I think Jerry Jeudy is more like DK Metcalf. And so, therefore, I think they're both going to be very similar. And both of these players, Lockett and Metcalf, averaged right around 15 points per game last year with Russell Wilson at quarterback. So let's just use that as a starting point and say that each of these players do that. That's going to move them up the draft board. My draft base value for Courtland Sutton is number 62, and my draft base value for Jerry Jeudy is 63. How do you like that? That's pretty fun, right? But I think it's important that you remember that Russell Wilson was great for both Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf in 20 and 21. And as long as Sutton can stay healthy and Jeudy can stay healthy, I'm looking for them to move up the fantasy boards this year. Up next, Amari Cooper, wide receiver for Cleveland. 13.5 points per game last year in where? Dallas. Overall, that would put him in at a scoring position of 85. Positionally this year, he's ranked 27th with an average draft position of 58. For me, I am not an Amari Cooper fan. He is quite possibly going to have Jacoby Brissett as his quarterback. And to my knowledge, Jacoby Brissett has never had a player in the top 50 as a wide receiver. For me, I'm moving Amari Cooper down the board. Not happy with him. I'm I think I'm being generous at 109, and that's all I'm going to say about him, because I just am not really pleased with the moves that are taking place in Cleveland. Darnell Mooney, next up, wide receiver for Chicago, averaged 12.9 points per game last year, ranked him at 89th. In 2007 or in 2021, he played all 17 games, 220 fantasy points, and was ranked 23. Positionally this year, he is ranked 23. His average draft position is 71. Darnell Mooney is going to have a better year than that in Chicago. First of all, he had 140 targets last year, which ranked him way up the board, probably top six. He caught 81 passes, 1,055 yards, but he only had four TDs. I am looking for him to move up the board in the touchdown column and also move up the board in the catch column. Targets may be very similar, maybe a slight increase, but very similar to last year. But I definitely think he catches more passes this year because I think Justin Fields is a better quarterback. He gets more than four touchdowns. Let's say he goes to eight. He catches the ball at an average clip of 13 yards per catch. My draft base value for Darnell Mooney is number 55. 55, and he's not being drafted there. He's being drafted in the 71 range. So there is a guy you can move up around or so and grab, and I think he's going to benefit your fantasy football team. Juju Smith-Schuster, wide receiver for Kansas City, is next. Positionally, he's ranked 31. In 21, he had an injury, but in 20, I'm going to go back and share with Pittsburgh. 16 games, 231 fantasy points. He was ranked 17th. 97 catches, 128 targets, 9 touchdowns. He's good around the goal line, and he averaged 4.4 points per game. If Juju can do that in Kansas City with a way better quarterback in Patrick Mahomes than Ben Roethlisberger, I think we're looking at a really good year for Juju. Average draft position is 85 for me. Draft base value on Juju is 79. Allen Robinson, wide receiver for the LA Rams, moves from Chicago to Los Angeles to play with Stafford. 2021, he was injured. Positionally this year, he is ranked 22nd with an average draft position of 69. But let's talk about 2020 and 2019, because I think it's important. He had 258 fantasy points on average in those 2 years and ranked 8th. He averaged 16.1 points per game on average. That's a really nice average. I mean, overall, that would put you at like 36 in points per game average. I'm expecting good things out of Allen Robinson in LA. Let's not forget how well Robert Woods performed the last 2 years in LA prior to his injury. But still, top 15 receiver both years. A lot of potential for Allen Robinson to move up the board. I'm starting him out at 51. And with an ADP of 69, 51 is almost two rounds earlier. Really close to two, at least a round and a half, where you can grab a quality player and know that you're going to get a performance out of him. And if something happens to Cooper Kupp, you have a top 10 wide receiver on your roster. That's Allen Robinson, wide receiver now with the LA Rams. How about Elijah Moore, wide receiver, New York Jets? How do you feel about him? Positionally, he's ranked 32. He has an average draft position of 87. Now, he averaged 12.6 points per game last year, which ranked him overall at 94. Elijah Moore really showed some promise last year, but he played with three different quarterbacks, and already Zach Wilson is out injured for the first 4 to 6 weeks, and I'm not really in favor of who his backup quarterback is going to be. So let's talk draft-based value for Elijah Moore. He's on the board. He is elevated a little more than his ADP at 87. He's at 71, but I kind of think he's going to fall between now and the beginning of the draft from that position, because I think people are going to be worried about the risk with the quarterback position there in New York. Michael Thomas, wide receiver for New Orleans. Always like to talk about a former Buckeye. Overall, positionally, he is ranked 26th. His ADP is 72. His in 2020, he only played seven games, but he scored 83.9 fantasy points. Now, that is only an 11.9 points per game average. That would rank you around 109. I'm not in favor of Michael Thomas really coming out and having a bang-up year. I know he has Jameis Winston, and he's going to need better quarterback play from him. I am going to rank him at 108. He hasn't been a quality receiver the last couple years, and I'm talking about Michael Thomas. He has not been great in the locker room, and he's going to have to prove to all the fans that he's changed to get back to where he was a couple years ago. Gabriel Davis, wide receiver for Buffalo, only averaged 7.9 points per game. Not very good. Ranking for that position was 227 last year. Positionally, this year he's at 34. He has an average draft position of 75. Now, Gabe Davis put up 195 fantasy points. I'm projecting him to put up 195 fantasy points, which would put him around the 12th fantasy points per game and rank him at 107. What we need to talk a little bit about in Buffalo is the fact that Cole Beasley and Emmanuel Sanders are gone. They combined for 158 fantasy points and 131. That's a total of 289 fantasy points that are vacated. And I think Gabe Davis is going to get the bulk of that, and I think at 195, that's a pretty generous average for him as the WR2 in that system. Isaiah McKenzie's getting a lot of play. We still have Stephon Diggs there, Dawson Knox, but you are playing with the number one quarterback in the NFL, and of course an injury to anybody could shoot him up the board even higher. But I'm going to start him out at a draft base value of 80. Gabe Davis, that's a pretty high ranking compared to most people. Even though his ADP is 75, I'm still seeing him down the board a lot further in drafts and mock drafts, but he is working his way up the board. Devontae Smith, wide receiver for Philadelphia, positionally ranked 35 with an ADP of 88. Last year, 10.9 points per game, and I'm going to move him down the board a little bit, and mainly because A.J. Brown is there. Dallas Goedert is looking really, really crisp so far in preseason this year. And I think Devontae Smith probably doesn't score as many points as he did last year, or it's going to be similar. My draft base value for him is number 111. 111 for Devontae Smith, the wide receiver in Philadelphia. Here's a guy generating some interest. Allen Lazard, wide receiver in Green Bay. We all know about the targets that have been vacated in Green Bay. I mean, Devontae Adams left 169 targets. Marquez Valdez-Scantling left 59 targets. That's a vacate of 228 targets. How about the total yardage between those two? 1,983 and 14 touchdowns. My projection for Allen Lazard is the early news is coming out of Green Bay. Positionally, he's ranked 42. He only had 9.5 points per game last year, but he's going to go up. Average draft position is 108. Here's an opportunity for you to grab a WR1, and I'm going to project that he gets 114 targets, 75 catches, just under 1,000 yards, but 7 touchdowns. That would equal 216 fantasy points, and for me, that's 12.9 points per game. Last year, that would have brought you in as like the 89th overall ranked player. My draft base value is just a slightly higher than that for him, and it's number 82 for Allen Lazard, the wide receiver in Green Bay. Next up is Christian Kirk, wide receiver from Jacksonville. Yes, he left Arizona, took his 12.2 points per game with him. Positionally, he's ranked 40. He has an ADP 101. And I'm just not sure about the whole Jacksonville thing. I mean, it was such a mess last year. I'm staying away from it. He could be the number one receiver there. He could also be a bench player. Just because they paid him $20 million doesn't mean he's going to be the WR1 in Jacksonville. Not a huge fan. Not a huge fan of the quarterback. Trevor Lawrence has a lot to prove. Draft base value is 86, and I'm being way too generous at that level, in my opinion. Not somebody I'm looking to draft. If you're in a league with me and you're wondering, you won't have to worry about that. Brandon Ayuk, wide receiver for San Francisco, up next. 10 points per game last year. Positionally ranked 38. His average draft position is number 95. He is looking pretty solid, very physical. If he can stay healthy, he could be a good pick. But again, if there's an if in there, and with Trey Lance, the rookie quarterback, my draft base value for him, 110. That's Brandon Ayuk from the wide receiver from San Francisco. How about Chase Claypool over in Pittsburgh and all the competition that's going on over there? 11.1 points per game last year. Positionally this year ranked 46 with an average draft position of 104. In 21 and 20, he played 15 and 16 games, but he had 9 touchdowns in 2020, only 2 TDs last year. Of course, they have upgraded the quarterback position there, but guess what else they upgraded? They upgraded their wide receiver competition, and I am going to say that George Pickens is going to cause him some problems. Chase Claypool has got to stay healthy. He has injuries to both shoulders. He's already missed time in the preseason. My ranking for Chase Claypool is number 115. And last but not least for this podcast, Russell Gage, wide receiver, Tampa Bay, 11.6 points per game, positionally ranked 48. His average draft position is 118. He has had the last 2 years, 165 fantasy points, 183, and coincidentally ranked right at 37, 38 both those years with just under 800 yards receiving and only 4 touchdowns. Of course, if Mike Evans or Chris Godwin are not healthy or don't start the season healthy, Russell Gage moves up the board. I think Russell Gage is a nice play for your fantasy football team. If you're interested in him, I would go grab him right around 107. And I lied. I'm going to do one more player on this podcast. One more. Tyler Boyd, the wide receiver for Cincinnati, positionally ranked 50. Average draft position is 121. He scored 11.5 points per game last year, and he's played 16 games in 15 games. Again, another player, very consistent, 184 fantasy points, 193 fantasy points, ranked 31, ranked 29, just under 900 total yards, 5 touchdowns in 21, 4 in 20 in 2020, and he's averaging 11 yards per catch. If T. Higgins or Ja'Marr Chase should suffer an injury, Tyler Boyd becomes an obvious WR2 for any fantasy football team. I think he's worth a grab. And if you can get him right around 106 for Tyler Boyd, I think you might be getting yourself, he could help you win a championship on that Cincinnati team. Although they do have a tough schedule through the playoffs. Remember that. But that's it. That's it for today. Please do me a favor. Share this podcast and let your friends, have the same information as you, and it's only fair. Bye.